and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris, Mr. Negative McLeod, that's a lie, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst sometimes, we have managed to kidnap Hasbro senior product designer Bobby Valla to discuss his work on the recent Gameverse figures and those incredible looking Marvel Legends for funsies as well. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. I don't know why he came back, but clearly he wasn't finished with us. Hasbro's senior product designer Bobby Valla has returned to the show to discuss his work on the Gameverse 2 packs that came out very recently, featuring Civil Warrior and the Collector, Spider-Man and Mr. Negative, and my personal favourite set, Black Widow and Ryu from the Street Fighter franchise. With the use of some Joe parts in there and a modern 4-inch version of a character that featured in the G.I. Joe line back in the early 90s, I'm talking about Ryu, we just had to get Bobby back on to take us through his process with these awesome figures. Bobby, thank you for joining me tonight. How are you doing, buddy?
Is it kidnapping if I offered myself up not reluctantly?
Yes. I'll tell you what, it's basic kidnapping here. Or blackmail. We'll call it blackmail. That's more fun.
I'm okay with it.
Before we start, Bobby, you've got to give us some legal stuff, I take it.
I do, because I work for the man. Yes. Hey, everyone. I am Bobby Valla. I am a designer with Hasbro, and I'm on this excellent, excellent Newsburst podcast. However, as a designer for Hasbro, my opinions and comments are not representative of the company. They are my own. So I am here of my own free will, not representing Hasbro in any way, shape, or form. So let's get on with it.
So, okay, let's start with these figures then, these Gameverse figures. Take us back to when the idea first came up. Was this a case of pitching these particular characters? Because there was an Iron Man, Mega Man 2-pack previously, I believe. Or was it something that Hasbro wanted you to attack?
Yeah, it was a combination of, Hasbro wanted to do it and Marvel wanted us to do it because they had, you know, they were pressing their video games pretty hard, as you see. Yeah. The new Spider-Man game came out and it is like on fire.
Oh, massive.
But, you know, they had Marvel versus Capcom. Yeah. What is that? 4 that came out. And they knew that that was going to get some big hype. So we wanted to take advantage of that, which is why we came out with that Iron Man, Mega Man 2-pack, which was also mine and kind of the start of the Gamerverse segment.
Awesome.
Doing that pack was awesome. I know that wasn't able to give the fans a new Iron Man, but that Mega Man is probably one of the coolest, best figures I've worked on. It was so much fun working on that little guy. We threw a ton of articulation into him. You know, Capcom was great working with us, making sure that we got the look exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were really happy with that figure. And then we knew that that was just going to be the start of Gameverse. So the following year, this year, we knew we were going to do more. And I was glad that we kept it at, you know, 3 3/4, because, you know, my love for 3 3/4 goes pretty deep.
Yeah. It goes deep 4 inches, right?
3.5. 3.5. 3.5. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Just here. Shy of the 3 3/4.
Just shy.
I've completely taken you off course there, haven't I? Sorry.
I know. I'm all flustered now. Jeez, hold on. I'm sweating.
So did they come at you for the Iron Man, Mega Man idea then, and you just designed the figures? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, it was a collaboration between us and Marvel and, you know, having Capcom on board as well. So yeah, it was a big team effort between the licensees and licensors.
Yeah, awesome. So it comes around that the next packs are going to be done.
Yep.
Were they kind of saying, these are kind of the characters that we'd like to see? Or were you kind of trying to say, well, hey, we should do a Ryu here, or we should do, you know, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that was the toughest part, because there's so many characters in that game. And we knew we wanted to leverage the Marvel versus Capcom Contest of Champions and the PS4 Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
So we had the 3-2 pack. So you're kind of given this awesome opportunity to work on this stuff, but you're also like, well, you only get to do a couple of them. You got to pick and choose who you want to do and, you know, what tooling you have to use, what new figures you're going to be doing. So when it came to the Marvel versus Capcom one, you know, Capcom was telling us what characters were going to be big in the game. And we knew pretty much right off the bat that we wanted to do a Ryu. He's, you know, obviously the most popular character to use in Street Fighter, but he's also very, very cool.
Big time.
And yeah, so working on that figure, I was glad that we got a really great rendition of that character at 3 3/4
scale. Beautiful. I love that figure so much. I think the connection to the G.I. Joe line has a lot to do with that. But also, I was a big Street Fighter 2 fan anyway before those figures came out. So I think this would have been something that I'd have been really excited for had it even not been in G.I. Joe. But I kind of feel like with it being at the 4-inch, it's almost like I feel like this can be kind of almost considered, and I think Yo-Jo should even like have the figure on their site as the modern version of that Ryu figure. Do you know what I mean?
I would love it if they did that.
I think it should be in there, definitely. Because I mean,
who do we have to call?
Oh, I'll just call Justin. Call Justin.
Oh, there you go. All right. yeah, that'd be great. I mean, it is cool. I never, when I was working on it, it wasn't until like you guys started talking about it on the podcast that it's kind of, you know, it's in scale with modern Joes. And yeah. I didn't stop and think like, oh, crap, you know, there were Joes in the 90s for Street Fighter. So yeah. It's kind of like a weird kind of quasi not Joe, but Joe kind of figure is.
It's like an unofficial update
exactly.
for the
exactly.
G.I. Joe figure. And I just like that. I kind of take... Obviously, the Ryu figure I take is like, you know, that's definitely, you know, kind of something there, the connection. The other figure that really took a lot of us by surprise was how amazing it looks anyway. But the Mr. Negative figure that comes with the Spider-Man pack. Now, that actually has Joe parts. What made you, because obviously you're putting this, you were building, I take it you would, you know, it was your idea to use that Destro. What kind of made you think that was the perfect one?
Well, when... The games team from Marvel came to us and they give us now that was very early on when they were developing the PS4 Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
So they told us that, you know, Mr. Negative was going to be one of the main villains in the game. And we didn't get a lot because they wanted to keep a lot of secret.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, from what I understand, there are some hidden villains in the game that are the big bads. But Mr. Negative was a cool one to do because I know some people are like, well, he's just a guy in a suit, but he's very, very cool. A very interesting character.
Big time.
And the way they portrayed him in the game, he looks very cool because you can't sort of get that weird reverse negative look in the comics that you can in a video game. So we just thought he looked super cool, and we wanted to make sure that when we did him, we chose the colors that would make him look that negative color. So we worked with some really cool metallics on his skin tone to get that look to match the game. But he was fun, and yeah, those parts, I'm trying to think what the actual real history of those parts is, because yes, it was used for McCullen, but it was Professor X, and I'm not sure. I think Destro came first and then Professor X came, but along the way, I believe we altered some of those parts, because that's not if you look at my track record on 3¾-inch Marvel, that's not the first time I've used that body. I've used it quite a bit. I know we used parts for Chameleon.
Yeah.
And I want to say I used it again, or I plan to use it again for another character. But we altered, I think, the legs on it for Chameleon. So I'm not sure exactly what parts, if it was the actual Joe tooling or if it was the actual Marvel tooling, because that figure is kind of bounced around as far as tooling library goes, because also the club used it.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess, you know, it started with Joe and it has Joe roots. So, you know, I didn't do that on purpose, but it's the best 3¾-inch suited body we have.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just the right fit at the time.
Well, that's brilliant. And I as soon as I saw it and, you know, when these figures were, I think it was a Toy Fair. Like, in fact, I think it was the first news burst we did on this podcast was a Toy Fair news burst.
Oh.
So that was the weekend that we saw the Jurassic Park Mattel figures, the amazing, like, well, these gamer figures for a start, Gamerverse figures, was the first time they'd been seen. And everyone was kind of like, what? Hang on, there's a Ryu. And hang on, there's a Mr. Negative. And hang on, there's a, you know, what are these? Who are? In fact, I don't think many people really cottoned on about Mr. Negative early on, because he's actually quite a new character, isn't he? He's like, I think mid-2000s or something he kind of was brought in. But again, it was like one of those things where people are going, so who's with who? What's going on here? Are we getting a Street Fighter line? And I remember at the time just thinking, I need that Ryu so bad. Like, if I have to kill for him, I will. And thankfully, I've managed to grab hold of a set. They're absolutely awesome.
I liked that it took people by surprise, because we didn't tell people we were doing it. It was kind of like even the Iron Man and the Mega Man pack. That just came out of nowhere. And people are like, what is this? But yeah, even these, I don't think that people expected it, because the Iron Man and Mega Man was a Target exclusive. Maybe they thought we were just doing one exclusive, you know, two pack and that was it. And then all of a sudden we come out with these mainline two packs and People are like, you didn't tell us about it. What's going on? What is this? So it was great. And it was a great reception to it because I felt like we had such good character choices and the builds were fantastic. That yeah. Ryu is, I felt like it was so perfect. I don't want to like, perfect. I'm not trying to do my, I'm not perfect.
Perfect.
I'm not trying to do my own horn. But it was like, when I saw the figure and I got samples of it, I was like, wow, this figure is awesome. Because I used some of our best parts from the Marvel Universe library and then tooled some new parts and that gi and that head and, you know, just the hands. Everything was like perfect, perfect. About it.
Perfect.
But the other thing I can't remember, I don't know if you can remember, at Toy Fair,
yes.
Did we have a stand for the Hadouken?
I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember
because
seeing
that, yeah, that was a last minute ad. And I remember like thinking about it. Originally, I had it so that the Hadouken kind of plugged into his hands.
Yes, yes.
And I saw, I believe it's the Storm Collectibles Ryu, and they did something very similar. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to do the exact same thing.
Sure.
And then I was like, well, and I think they also included a stand for it, but it was a very just simple generic stand. And I was like, I got to do something because the weight of it isn't going to hold well for this figure. Mm. So I worked with my designer over in Hong Kong and I said, hey, what can we do? I want to do a stand, but I don't want to do a very generic stand. I want to make it part of the effect of it. So, you know, I went back and watched, you know, clips from the game from all the years and when he throws it and then it kind of throws this whoosh effect on the ground. And I said, that's it. So came up with this nice clear stand that it stands on and you're able to position it as far or close from the figure and it doesn't take away from anything. Amazing. It doesn't fall down. Amazing. And I was very happy with that stand. It was kind of a nice little thing we threw in there that people didn't expect because they didn't see it at Toy Fair.
Can I just a technical question.
Sure.
How did you gauge the height of the stand with the Hadouken? Did you do it so that he was in the position like with his legs kind of bent, leaning
I
back
did.
And everything. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had an early sample or one I cobbled together and I kind of crouched him down in that position and I, you know, measured it up and made sure that we got it the right height. That would have been really bad if it was like too high or too short.
No, that's brilliant.
Hopefully it came out all right.
Because I haven't had him out of the box yet. I've just seen the kind of pictures of the standout. But again, like that's just genius. And I know that's something that would have gone through your mind anyway of like, okay, this has to be the right height for display purposes. And you're dealing with nerds like me anyway with this kind of
Yeah, but I'm a nerd myself.
Of course,
so it's like,
of course.
You know.
I wouldn't say it to your face, you nerd.
Why not?
Well, because we're on a call, so I can say what I want and get away with it. I'm on the internet, so I can say what I want and get away with it.
You head.
See? It works both ways. Was GameStop a no-brainer for an exclusive like line like this?
Yes. They've been great. They've been taking a lot of great exclusive items for us. The 12-inch line that I did, they took a Deadpool for us.
Nice.
So that was very cool. But yeah, it made sense. That's where people go to get their games. There's a lot of traffic. It just fit in perfect.
Perfect.
You know, if I was doing a Tiger Force G.I. Joe set and we sold it at a zoo, I'd feel like that was probably perfect too. But GameStop was a no-brainer and it worked out great having them as a partner.
Fantastic. Okay, so are there any other plans for more of these Gamerverse 2 packs in the future? I know you probably can't tell us what they are, but are there plans to do more of these? And could we see Championship Edition Ryu, Ken, Akuma, any repaints using this body?
How dare you ask me such a question like that?
I feel like I should leave these questions out of the things that I send you just to drop them on you at the, you know, like real horrible journalist style.
I cannot say if we have plans.
Okay.
But I will say that that Marvel is continuing to put out awesome games and there are plenty of characters in those games and Ryu is a build that's probably very similar to Ken, so you never know. So I'll just put that out there. But
I love you, Bobby. It,
you know, I can't say officially for sure if we're doing anything or if we're not doing anything.
Sure. I know that you always give me these really cool responses that are like, okay, yeah, I can take that.
I've had practice. We get, you know how many times you have to deal with these kind of questions at like Comic Con?
Yeah, constantly, I'd imagine.
So.
Just off me?
Yeah. Our PR department does a really great job of training us on how to say things and what we can and can't
they
say.
They also trained you to say that, didn't they? But anyway.
Yes, they did.
Not necessarily Joe related, of course, but you also recently popped up at NYCC for the Marvel Legends reveals. Great work on those, by the way. Jubilee, Professor
Thank you,
X,
sir.
Kingpin, Forge, just to name a few of them. Take us through the work you did on those, please. How did the process work with Marvel for a start?
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to now start working on the 6-inch Marvel Legends figures. Yeah. I've kind of graduated from 3 3/4 and now I'm onto 6-inch. But, you know, a little lube helps. But
these are not the opinions of Hasbro.
This not is opinions of Hasbro. But yes, it's been a blast. I started the first. Actually, if you want to like do a little history lesson, the first ever 6-inch Legends item I did was a Toys R Us exclusive new X-Men box set.
Okay.
So I did that one back in the day, but then, you know, it was just kind of a one-off.
Is that the one when they're like is that Beast and Angel and all those guys in there kind of old school?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got that set. I love that set. Carry on.
Thanks. Yeah. So now I've gone on to the bigger stuff. And the first stuff I started working on was the riders for this year. So Ghost Rider, Black Widow, Wolverine. So that was really fun doing those because I knew how overdue Ghost Rider and his Hell Cycle were.
Oh, big time.
And then, you know, Black Widow came out fantastic. That bike is really cool. And then getting to do a Wolverine on a bike is very, very awesome.
I mean, they're all no-brainers, aren't they? Yeah, totally.
Yes. No-brainers for sure. But then, you know, it got my wheels turning like, okay, well, what we're going to continue this line. What's going to be next?
Yeah.
And we, year after year, we got a lot of comments at Comic-Con for, you know, Professor X.
Yeah.
And I'm a child of the 90s, so I watched the cartoon, and being able to do Professor X in his hover chair and having people give the positive reception they have has been like a total dream come true. If I could literally go back and tell like what a 9 or 10 year old me, like, hey, you're watching this cartoon, one day you're going to make that figure and people are going to love it, I would have been like, what? You're crazy. But no, it happened.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous figure.
Thank you. Thank you. It turned out fantastic. We got a great team working on it. So I can't take all the credit, but I will take all the credit. it was great. And then we threw a lot of little Easter eggs in there. You know, the Cerebro helmet the psychic effect were very cool parts to add on. And then we showed how we snuck in the Shadow King head, which fits on the Build-A-Figure
did. That is amazing. Yeah.
That is my first Build-A-Figure because now I am taking over Spider-Man for Marvel Legends through 2019. And then, you know, we're already talking about 2020.
Sweet.
But I knew my first Build-A-Figure was a no-brainer. And I said, I have to do Kingpin. Kind of just like Professor X. It was like one of those things where it's an overdue figure. Hmm. People really want it. I got to do it. And I got to do it justice. And doing that, Kingpin was so much fun to work on. And being able to kind of sneak that Shadow King head in that pack that fits on the figure that's going to be out that year was awesome. So just all of it has been such a great experience. And those riders, man, wait. And then wait till you see the one we have for the end of the year. I can't say anymore, but if you think those two are awesome, it's going
to
be amazing.
Okay, right. I've got to try to think of a question that's going to make you accidentally say the answer to that. No.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no. So, I'm protecting this one like a baby.
So I've seen the packaging reveal as well for Professor X. Mm-hmm. And he's got the wheelchair's split in half, so
he does connect it.
Yeah, okay. So how does that connect, by the way?
So it's split in two halves. The seat back is apart, the seat cushion is apart, and you kind of slip the back of the seat cushion into one half and the bottom seat cushion into the other half,
you
clamshell it together, and then you slip him in there, and then his blanket goes over top of him.
So cool.
But it also comes, like Ryu, it comes with a stand, because we wanted to make sure that he floats up high a little bit, so it can either sit on the stand, or we made it so that it stand on its own, like level on a table.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh my God, I can't wait for these figures. Because I'm very much like a, you know, X-Men fan when it comes to the Marvel Legends stuff.
Who isn't?
Not really, because... And one of the reasons is just due to the amount, the volume of figures that you actually are talking about with the Marvel Legends. It's not that I dislike any of the other things. It's just that I kind of think, you know, I've got to streamline this. But when that X-Men wave came out, the Cable, Rogue, Juggernaut Build-A-Figure set came out, I was just like, okay, yeah, it looks like I'm getting all of the X-Men figures, you know. And when I saw Jubilee and Forge.
Yeah.
And I was, and Professor X mainly, but when I saw Jubilee, I was like, oh, that is a sweet Jubilee figure.
Yep. We showed Gambit at Comic-Con.
Yes.
So it's like, we're starting to get everyone's blue and gold teams, you know.
I can't wait. Cannot wait to get all of those together. Brilliant, man. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for jumping on and chatting with us.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. You don't have to thank me.
Well, I will anyway, because, you know, it's just, it's really more from this reading the script out of habit.
Oh, yeah. Actually, do it again.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for coming on. We really appreciate it. Next time you are allowed to talk about some stuff, we'll get you on again, because I want to really get deep in any of this news, kind of these new things that might be coming around the corner that you've already talked about. And I know, like, Marvel Legends isn't what we really do here, but obviously if we can tie something in with the Joe angle as well, I get, the more the merrier, really. So
I'm glad you want to talk about this, because it's like, yeah, we always talk about Joe. I'm always talking, even with Mike and Fred on their podcast, just talking Joe, but it's nice to talk about the other stuff, because we're doing so much cool stuff over there. And
yeah,
you know, it's, I'm not gonna say who wins out, Joe or Marvel, but it's Joe, don't worry.
Spoiler alert.
I love working on this stuff, you know, I work on all the role play, the Legends gear stuff. So that has been a blast at Infinity Gauntlet. Working on that thing has been great.
Nice.
Especially when, you know, the president of Marvel Studios goes on like Instagram or Twitter and says, "This is the best toy we've ever made." And it's like one I worked on. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
What are the features on the glove, by the way?
On the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, yeah. So you got the removable stones, right?
No, the stones don't come off of it. The stones are in there and they light up and it has sound effects. But the coolest part about it is you kind of put your hand up in the glove and it's got rings you can grab.
Oh, nice.
And it articulates the fingers.
Oh, that's amazing. So
it's very, very cool. I can't believe you don't have one.
No, you'll have to send me one for free.
Jesus. Wow.
You'll have to send me one of them for free, an entire range of Marvel Legends that you've just worked on.
Wow, you're skipping the foreplay, huh? Jeez.
Full foreplay! No, honestly, thank you very much, dude, for jumping on again. We really, really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. And, you know, I just, I'm not on like Facebook, so I'm not big on social media. However, I did dip my toe in the water, and I did get on Instagram not too long ago, so... If anyone is listening to this, I don't know if you get anyone listening to the show, but if they do, and people want to follow me on Instagram, sometimes I post cool stuff every now and then, but, you know, it's more just to follow you.
You can
find me on Instagram now. You can just look up my name, Bobby Valla, or my, I guess you call them handles, you kids nowadays. It's Vicious Valla.
Brilliant.
But just look up my name and I'll come up. Hopefully there's not any other Bobby Vallas.
I'll accept your request to follow now. Now you said that. I'm kidding. We're friends on there. Dude, thank you so much.
I think you were my first friend.
I believe you were.
I think you and Kate were actually my first two, and then it went down the list from there.
It went downhill from there is what happened. Anyway, that's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful guest, Bobby Valla. See you next time. And as always, Full Force.
Are you walking?
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.